Aw, tired of winter, tired of not feeling the ends of your fingers or toes. Get a grip. You don't need a shorter winter. You need inspiration. So let's meet some Canadians that eat winter for breakfast. What? You're tired of winter? Aw, poor you. You want the sun to return and the endless gray skies of February to go away. Your problem is you're weak. Yeah, you're weak. Take a lesson from Canadians. Let's meet some Canadians that laugh at winter. They laugh. They laugh at winter. Come on, put on four pairs of long johns. And come with us now as we observe Canadians taking care of business. Frozen seaways? Ha ha! Canadians just cut ice away from frozen lakes and ponds. Hey, want some fresh ice in your scotch on the rocks? You think you have a bad winter? This is Winnipeg in the middle of June. Spring doesn't come until early July, and summer is only a few weeks long. Now, what were you crying about? Take a look at this couple. Can you see what she's carrying in there? It's hard to see, but. That is a bow and arrow covered in a special cloth. If they see any bison, she whips out the bow and brings down the beast with one shot. Dinner is served. What's the problem? Too much snow on the ground to play hockey outside? Aw, no problem. These guys iced down an indoor greyhound racing track, and they were playing within 2 hours. See? You see what can be done when you put your mind to it? You got the winter doldrums? Is that it? These people spiced up their winter by racing for food. Only the winner of this race gets to eat dinner. You don't need shorter winters, my friend. You need better ideas, like racing for food. Look at this guy. He just pulled some fish, some beautiful, gorgeous rainbow trout, right out of a hole he cut in the lake. In the ice of the lake, and now he's cutting up his fish with a special boat he made by combining an old Sunfish sailboat with some indestructible knives he bought on QVC. This guy is making winter work for him, people. You just need to get creative to enjoy winter, not hate it. Look at this guy. Hi, Mom! I love winter, he says. See? It's all about your attitude, man. You need to get a better attitude about being frozen. Aw, you find it hard to walk in the snow because your neighbors didn't shovel their sidewalk. Oh, it's terrible. How are you going to survive? Look at these people. They're walking on 19 feet of snow right here. They didn't cry, they figured it out. How did they do it? Hey, two tennis rackets and some duct tape, and you are off and running. No money for winter sports. No money for tennis rackets or duct tape or sailboats or ice skates or skis or hockey sticks or any of that stuff. Nothing. You got no money for that? Don't worry. You got an old blanket in your house? I know you got an old blanket. Everybody's got that blanket that is so old, you should have given it to Goodwill 10 years ago, but it's been handed down since your great grandmother's days, and no one has the gumption to get rid of it. You take that old blanket, Take it outside, get a bunch of your friends, and toss them in the air like you see here, like they're popcorn in a skillet. That's creativity, my friend. That is making winter work for you. Listen, Canada has winter down cold. Yes, I said it. They have winter down cold. You just need to try harder.